Welcome to the Leadership U podcast.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Leadership U podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome.
It's good to be here with you again.
Yeah, this is very awkward. Yes, it's good to be with you.
I feel like that's how we always open. Yeah. Also, I feel like we should be saying good to see you to our listeners, but obviously
we don't see each other.
Yeah. Well, let's head straight into the our take section of our podcast. Baba, do you have anything going on in your world? Do you feel like venting or talking about?
Well, no, I do want to talk about something. I think it's going to line up with our topic today.
Oh, really?
We're talking about questions, asking questions, right?
Yeah.
The right questions. Mm-hmm. And then, over the holiday break, we went to a restaurant and great restaurant, walk-up counter, placed the order. And I remember going, we had the whole family there. And I ordered the value packages, which includes the sandwich, fries, and a drink.
Uh-huh.
And they were numbered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
We should also mention in the story, Baba, that there were six of us, seven.
Yes.
And we all yelled our orders at him and then sent him to put them in.
And by the way, I was a good boy. I remembered all the
orders.
Remember all the orders.
Okay, sorry, continue.
So I went to the counter and I started placing the orders and I placed them by the number. I said, I would like a number one. And then I didn't know this, so I didn't ask any questions follow-up.
Yeah.
But the girl at the counter was training, and it was her first day, was probably her first couple of hours on the job, and there was no one there with her.
Yeah.
So the value meal came with a set size for soda, it came with a set size for the fries, and it came with a set sandwich. So there was no upgrading, unless you wanted to do it.
Right.
So I ordered number one. And she goes, okay, great. What size fries do you want? And I looked at her and I said, do I have an option? She goes, of course, sir. You always have an option. I go, well, I'll go with the large ones. And then what size soda? And I said, whoa, I didn't know I had an option. So instead of asking a question, I just went along and said, I'll take the large. So I went through that process, ordering all the numbers, number one, number three, number five, a couple of salads and all. And then I go to pick up the order, and some of the items are missing. The lady was right there, and I said, well, wait a minute. You didn't give me a fry with this one. I got the value meal numbers, whatever. And
right.
She goes, well, no, you didn't. You ordered everything individually. I said, no. I just sat there, and I talked to the girl at the counter, and I specifically said, I want a number one, this.
Right.
And then the manager walks over and he goes, what's going on? I go, I don't know. I just, and then he's like, well, I'm sorry, sir. She's a new girl. We are training her.
Yeah.
I apologize. We'll make up the difference, our mistake. And so they gave us everything that was required, that was missing. But for me, the takeaway was I walked in there. I assumed that the person was trained, understood we were talking the same language.
Right.
I mean, I'm using their terminology, their numbers, their process, but she was brand new and she was trying to do a good job the best way she could.
Uh-huh.
And so what I learned is I need to ask more mistakes. There's nothing free in the world. There's no upgrades that aren't going to cost you something.
Right.
And so I should have just flat out asked her additional questions.
That's funny.
Anyway, they made it right, and it was a great experience.
It was actually really delicious, too. It was my first time at this particular restaurant. Is it a chain?
They have a few stores, yeah.
Yeah, it is. It was so good.
We're not going to mention the name.
We don't want to mention any names, but it's Italian sandwiches.
And they're fantastic.
And they're amazing. Use your imagination. Okay, but that segues really well into our topic for this week, which is asking more and better questions.
Right.
So there's two parts to this idea, and it's asking more questions. So just being really good about following up and making sure that you clarify the questions and that you're both speaking the same language, you're both on the same page, and then asking better questions. So making sure that they're not closed-end questions, but that they're open-ended and that they actually take you somewhere instead of just verifying your assumption,
right,
where a yes or no question would tend to do that.
So first thing is think about what you need to know when you ask a question.
Yeah.
Right? So when you're talking to someone, really communication is all about saying something. You have somebody saying something and then someone hearing what they're saying. Right. And then the other person hopefully saying something and the other person hearing. Communication is always trying to communicate something.
Right.
Get your point across, get your idea across, or maybe find out more information. And so what is it that you want to know? And then ask the right questions to get there.
Mm-hmm.
But here's something else. You need to let the person know what you want to know.
Yes.
You can't be a mind reader.
Right.
And you can't expect them to be a mind reader.
Right.
So if you in your mind are thinking something, and I, for instance, if I'm thinking something, I approach you, Christina, and I want to know some information, I could ask you a series of questions and it'll be like a mystery to you trying
right.
to figure this out. But if I come to you and say, hey, this is what I'm trying to figure out.
Right.
So I'm going to ask you some questions that's going to help me process and figure this out. It will help communication go much better, and it will also be more productive for you.
It would clarify me too, as the receiver of the information, what exactly you need to know. So if you're asking me just generic questions and I don't know what the end goal is, I might give you different answers based on what I assume your end goal to be. And that's happened a lot with me too, especially when I first started working. I would just ask questions where the person I was talking to didn't understand what I was trying to get to.
Right.
And because I was newer in the working environment, I would kind of skirt around the issue and ask questions that I thought were a little bit nicer. But in the end, it didn't help me because I wasn't able to accomplish the goals that I was setting out to understand.
Yeah.
So I think that's really important. And
I have a great example of that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Years ago, I was helping a nonprofit with a production. They were actually doing a play, and they had like a little catwalk, and they were rigging the lights.
Oh.
They were putting all the different lights.
Back then, fancy. You've done a lot of stuff.
Well, it was a long time ago. And back then, they didn't have electronic lights. They just had like a big bulb with a tube.
Oh, wow.
And then they had this little metal frame, and they would put these different colored gels, they called them.
Oh, right.
In front of the light to give it a different hue. So you would have red or pink or blue or just, there were just hundreds of different colors.
Wow.
Well, I had never done it before. And the person that was helping me was very wonderful, but basically he put me up on this catwalk with about 30 or 40 of these spotlights. A box that had all these gels with different numbers.
Oh my goodness.
And then he goes, I want you to put these spotlights. Here's a diagram. Do it. And I was like, I had 1,000 questions.
Yeah.
But here's the great thing. He was very, very nice. So what we did is he gave me a quick overview of what it would look like when it was completed.
Yeah.
He said, this diagram is actually how they're going to be set up. These are the spotlights. This is how they go. This is where they get plugged in, the different numbers. These are the gels. The different numbers are the colors.
Uh-huh.
You put it into a little clip and then you slide it in.
So
once he explained that to me, he said, you have enough to go on? I go, yeah. So he goes, and I asked some questions. What I wound up doing is I took all the spotlights and staged them and actually put them
yeah.
where they needed to be hung without hanging them. Then I went back and I made sure I had all the extension cords, and I was asking questions along the way
right.
to the point where it helped me get a better picture.
Right.
And then even to the point where I finally finished and set it all up, he was still around, and I asked him, I go, what do you think? And he goes, let's try him. And we turned him on. There was some that I had plugged in the wrong stuff. But basically, it was ongoing questions. But the reality was, okay, think about the questions of what you need to know.
Right.
To accomplish the task or the job that you need to do.
Right. And sometimes, too, we don't know the right questions to ask. So kind of putting out what your overall goal is or what you need to know will help you and the person you're speaking with to clarify mm. what questions you should be asking. They might bring up questions to you that you hadn't thought of
right.
to ask.
Yeah.
And I love this quote. They believe it's Albert Einstein who said this, but he said, if I had an hour to solve a problem and my life depended on it, I would use the first 55 minutes determining the proper question to ask. For once I know the proper question, I could solve the problem in less than 5 minutes.
That's great. That is Albert Einstein, though.
Yeah.
The guy with the big brain.
Yeah. You need an extra big brain for
yeah.
that. But it's true that if you think about what you want to know and frame your questions correctly, then you really can accomplish so much more. And you take a lot of the end work out.
Right.
You solve things quickly. Yeah. So number one to think about when you're thinking about asking more and better questions is definitely to think about what you want to know in the end result. Mm-hmm. And then number two, we talk about a lot of times is asking open-ended questions. So we mentioned this briefly a few minutes ago, but open-ended questions are the game changers. Those are the ones that force the person that you're talking to contribute something to the conversation. So it's not kind of leading the person with a yes or no answer. So do you like this idea? Well, they're going to say yes or no, and doesn't really contribute or add or give creativity or help you build your end result. It's very narrow-minded and focused. It's closed-ended questions. So you want to ask questions that are open-ended that will spark creativity. And don't just have people saying yes or no as a result.
So one of the ways to rephrase that, instead of "do you like this idea," mm-hmm. yes or no, is "what's your thoughts on yes. this idea?"
Yeah.
So just a little change that makes them open up and say, "okay, let me think about it. Here's my thoughts." Mm-hmm. Or "give me some feedback on this." Mm-hmm. Or "how would you go about doing this?"
Exactly.
Very open-ended, but letting people buy in and letting them, maybe they have a better solution than you.
Yeah.
Letting them come back and help answer that question.
That's good. And I think too, this is part of the leadership side of this idea, is that when you are asking your followers or other people, your peers, questions, you have to have an open mind and a good relationship with them where they feel safe to give you an answer maybe you're not expecting or not wanting. And so this is part of that question and answer feedback conversation, is that you should be ready to get an answer that you don't expect and maybe even that you don't want. And if you're just looking for people to be your yes man and to give you what you want to hear, then by all means, ask one or two questions and have them be closed-ended. But if you really want something new, a new idea, innovation, something creative to happen in your organization, then you have to be open and honest with your followers and allow them to speak back into your idea.
That's great input. The think about this now when, on this topic of asking the right questions.
Yeah.
And asking a lot of questions is to think about, how does this help me grow in knowledge and in as a leader, but also how does this help the people around me grow in knowledge and as a leader?
Yeah.
So if I'm asking questions just so that I could learn and then keep it to myself and not help anybody else grow around me, it's very self-serving and it's not really good leadership.
Yeah.
It's more, you become more of a dictator or a director.
Right.
We're going to get to this in a few moments, but you want to ask enough questions and you want to bring people on board with what you're doing so that they feel like they're part of the team and collaborators and supporters and you want them to be allies of what you're doing.
Right.
And you want to build that relationship with the folks. So asking the right open-ended question, but also listening and allowing them to input. And then if you remember, know where you're going, know what you want to accomplish with the questions, is to make sure that part of that is intentionally to help that person capture the same idea and vision as you.
Yeah.
And also move in the same direction for both of you.
That's so good. And just to piggyback on that idea, there was a time where I worked for Ibaba for a few years.
It was fantastic.
It was the best time ever.
The best, yes.
Best boss.
Well, some of the other, my other assistants may be listening, but you were one of the best assistants.
I'm your daughter. Can I be your very best?
You're the best daughter assistant I've ever had.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. I'm the best daughter assistant. Yeah. Honestly, I know I'm not the best assistant. You have some really high-skilled people working for you. But I remember when I was working for you, especially when I first started, there were times you would pull me into your office and you would ask me questions. And I'm like, Baba, you know the answer to all this stuff. And then after a little while, once I got the hang of working with you, I remember thinking, oh my goodness, he's sneak attack mentoring me. He's asking me questions so that I understand what's happening. And he's asking me questions so that I can learn how to ask the right questions as I'm working in this role. And so that was just a huge lesson for me. It's helped me so much just moving on in other work environments and in my leadership journey myself. But I remember you asking me questions and I was like, shouldn't you know this already? But as leaders too, we should be asking, like you said, the purpose of asking questions could be not just to keep the knowledge for ourselves, but to also help others gain in their knowledge as well.
Yeah.
So asking open-ended questions is important. Moving on to the third thing that we wanted to touch base on with this topic is giving people an opportunity to go beyond your ideas. Hmm. So, like you said, that's asking questions that are not closed answers, but asking something like, is there anything else that you can think of that might help? Or what am I missing? Or what else do you think might be causing this issue? And this is helpful because it not only gives people the opportunity to give their ideas and input and, you know, working with other people just creates a better product at the end of the day, you know, coming from different experiences and backgrounds, but it also values the people that you're discussing this idea with because it recognizes the expertise of others and it gives them value as somebody who can add input and make the solution better. It also acknowledges as a leader that you don't know everything, that there are things that you might have missed, even if you don't know what those things are. Which I think is important in our leadership, just to know that we don't have to be perfect. We can be honest with the fact that we have faults, that we don't know everything, that there are others around us that are better suited to answer questions or might have different ideas or solutions. And then it also just creates more creativity in the thought process. So it allows people from different experiences and backgrounds to give insights and to make the end product much better than it would have been if just one person's ideas were at the center.
I love that. I love this question because what happens when you give people an opportunity to give you input, to go beyond your ideas, it sparks something in them that they have a stronger desire to come alongside of you and help fulfill the mission.
Right, it creates buy-in almost.
It creates massive buy-in. Yeah. And then the other part is there's so many unknowns in people's backgrounds. Human experience is amazing. There's people all around us that have served lifetimes in so many different areas and capacities and have so much knowledge and experience that is untapped and unused. And so to ask a question, especially I love doing this sometimes in a small group setting, to ask an open-ended question with a goal in mind, a mission or a vision or an idea, and then just stopping myself from talking anymore and allowing them to answer is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
I have seen some pretty amazing CEOs of companies do this, and it's remarkable at how the gifts and the experience will come to the surface and actually help answer tough questions and even move vision forward for an organization from just the experience and the talent sitting in the room. Many times we don't give people that opportunity. So I think out of the three so far we've talked about, this is huge. You really need to give people the opportunity to talk and to answer and to give feedback and use their experience and their background as part of that equation.
No, I love it. And like today, I didn't know you were a lighting technician. So
yes.
You never know what people's experiences have been and how that can somehow add to your
knowledge.
Your knowledge in solving a problem.
And I never got electrocuted.
That's a big win.
That's a big, for me, that is a very big win.
That's so funny.
So yeah, I think you have one more point here we want to hit on, right?
Yeah, so this is our last point, just about asking better and more questions. Ask why a lot. So this kind of goes back to, there's a technique called the five whys. It was developed by, I'm going to get his name right, but Sakachi Toyoda, and he's within his company, the Toyota Company. But it's a process that prompts you to start a series of five questions, each beginning with why. And you kind of ask a broader question first, and then you continually go deeper and deeper with each consecutive why. So the first why might be, so for example, if you had For the Toyota company, if their car was not doing well, if it didn't perform, if it underperformed, whatever the case would be, he would ask, well, why? And so maybe there was a problem with the engine. Well, why was the engine not working? Well, maybe there was something specific with the radiator. Well, why was the radiator not working? And then you consistently ask why, and it narrows it down, and it really helps you to pinpoint what the problem is.
Right. So he focused on asking five why questions.
Right.
And by the way, you could do less or you could do more.
Right.
But the thing is, you keep asking why until you get down to the final point. Right.
Right. Yeah.
The pinpoint.
The pinpoint. And it kind of clarifies what's exactly happening. And this is really good too for organizations that are experiencing problems. Maybe you're experiencing like a customer service problem. Well, if you keep asking why, you can get to the truth behind the problem, because it's usually not just an overall customer service problem. It's maybe your employees haven't been trained correctly in customer service, or maybe there's one or two things that are missing from your training that you could fix quickly if you know exactly what is happening. So, for example, going back to the story in the beginning where Baba had made the order, well, why wasn't the customer happy with his order? Because this happened and this happened and this happened, and following it up with whys. And I remember when my brother Nicholas was young, he was the king of whys.
He would ask everything.
He would ask so many questions, and they were all why. So, and then you'd give him an example. He'd say, well, why is this? And I would explain. Then he'd say, well, why? And
He was trying to figure it out.
He's now the smartest guy I know. So there
the whys help.
The whys help.
So thinking back about the, using the example as a restaurant, and we'll close with this, is if I were to go back and just try to figure out what was, I knew what was happening.
Right.
But if you were an outside observer, you would need to go back and look at the primaries and say, why did this happen? Was this a technical issue? Was there something wrong with the computer as she placed it into the process?
Yeah.
Was it somebody in the chain there preparing the food, the printer, something wasn't working right? So was there a process issue? Was there something wrong with the product? Or was it something wrong with the person?
Right.
The people that were involved in there. So this was not a breakdown of the product. The product is excellent. I mean, we're going to go back and eat more there.
Definitely good.
Was it a process? Partially was a process issue because of the technology, but also the training process.
Right.
Somebody was missing that should have been there with this person to verify the process. And the people, the person, she was very nice, the management, everybody else was good. So it was a process, a training process issue.
Right.
So I would go back and I would ask, why did this happen?
Mm-hmm.
And then I would drill down why, keep asking why questions, and to eliminate everything, to finally figure out, okay, did this happen because it was an ongoing issue for them, that it's a training issue?
Right.
Or was it a one-off circumstance which you can just bypass, let it go, chalk it up to a mistake, and then move on.
Right.
So that's why we ask why questions in an organization, is we always want to improve and be better.
Right.
We want to be better with our people. We want to be better with the product or the resources we provide. We want to be better with the processes. So asking the right questions is very powerful as a leader to help you grow as a leader, but also to help your organization to grow.
That's so good. Wow, I feel like I learned so much just talking with you today, Baba, about not only about asking better questions, but also about your life history.
They're all coming out. The little secrets are coming out.
Everything's coming out. Yeah. Well, it's been a pleasure chatting with you guys this week. We look forward to having you back next week.
We'll see you guys later. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Leadership U podcast. For more resources for leaders, visit our website at volunteeru.org.